This week's newsletter includes our regular sections summarizing updates to services and client software, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news. No significant news this week was found in any of our sources. Changes to services and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. First, Floss to version 0.8.0 released. The Floss to version 0.8.0 release of the Atrixo node adds support for version 2P2P transport, also known as BIP324, testnet 4, enhanced metrics and monitoring, among other features and bug fixes. Second, RGB version 0.12 announced. The RGB version 0.12 blog post announces the release of RGB consensus layer for RGB clients. I'd validated smart contracts on Bitcoin testnet and mainnet. Frost signing device available. Frost snap signing devices support Kia, then threshold signing using the Frost protocol, and they only require a single signature on chain. Gemini adds Taproot support. Gemini Exchange and Gemini iCustody now add support for sending or withdrawing to Taproot addresses. Electrum 4.6.0 released. Electrum version 4.6.0 adds support for submarine swaps using Nostr for discoverability. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. LND version 0.19.2 beta is the release of a maintenance version of this popular Lightning Network node. It contains important bug fixes and performance improvements, notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, also known as HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement. Proposals often called BIP Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binonis. Bitcoin Core Issue Number 3-2604 Rate limits unconditional logging to disk. This includes logging for log print, log info, log warning, and log error. This is to mitigate disk filling attacks. Each source location is given a 1 megabyte per IO quota. All log lines are prefixed with an asterisk when any source location is suppressed. Console output, logs with an explicit category argument, and update tip initial block download, also known as IBD, messages are exempt from rate limits. When the quota resets, Core prints the number of bytes that were dropped. Bitcoin Core version 3-2618 removes the include watch-only option and all its variations. It also removes the iswitch-only field from all wallet RPC. This is because descriptor wallets do not support combining watch-only and spendable descriptors. Previously, users could import a watch-only address or script into a legacy spending wallet. However, legacy wallets have now been removed. Bitcoin Core version 3-E1550-3 adds block reorg handling to the cluster mempool project. This is done by introducing the TX graph trim function. When a reorg reintroduces previously confirmed transactions to the mempool, and the resulting combined cluster exceeds cluster count or weight policy limits, trim builds a ferrate ordered dependency, respecting rudimentary linearization. If adding a transaction would breach a limit, that transaction and all its descendants are dropped. Core Lightning 7725 adds a lightweight JavaScript log viewer that loads CLN log files in a browser and allows users to filter messages by daemon, type, channel, or rejects. This tool adds minimal repository maintenance overhead while improving the debugging experience for developers and node runners. Eclair 2716 implements a local peer reputation system for HDLC endorsement that tracks the routing fees earned by each incoming peer versus is the fees that should have been earned based on the liquidity and HDLC slots used. Successful payments result in a perfect score, failed payments lower it, and HDLCs that remain pending past the configured threshold are heavily penalized. When forwarding, the node includes its current peer score in the update Add HDLC Endorsement, TLVC Newsletter 315. Operators can adjust the reputation decay which is also known as half-life, the stuck payment threshold, also known as max relay duration, the penalty weight for stuck HDLC switches, pending, multiplier, or simply disable the reputation system entirely in the configuration. This pull request primarily collects data to improve channel jamming attack research and does not yet implement penalties. First, LDK issue number 3628 implements the server-side logic for asynchronous payments. This allows an LSP node to provide Bolt 12 static invoices on behalf of an often offline recipient. The LSP node can accept serve static invoice messages from the recipient, store the provided static invoices, and respond to payer invoice requests by searching for and returning the cached invoice. Via blinded paths, second, LDK issue number 3890 changes the way it scores routes in its pathfinding algorithm. It now considers total cost divided by channel amount limit, which is cost per sat of usable capacity, instead of considering only the raw total cost. This biases the selection toward higher capacity routes and reduces excessive MPP sharding, resulting in a higher payment success rate. Although the change overly penalizes small channels, this trade-off is preferable to previous excessive sharding. First, LND issue number 10001 enables the quiescence protocol in production, see newsletter number 332, and adds a new configuration value, HDLCs, which dot quiescence set timeout. This specifies the maximum duration for which a channel can be quiescent. The value ensures that dependent protocols, such as dynamic commitments, finish within the timeout period. The default value is 60 seconds, and the minimum value is 30 seconds. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on July 22nd. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.